Montana Democrats are preparing for their party's annual convention. This year, the Central Montana community of Lewistown is hosting the two-day event. The party will be electing officers and examining their rules. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce says Democrats are also wondering if any candidates for Senator Max Baucus's open seat will announce their intentions.
Montana Democratic Party Executive Director Andrea Marcaccio says the party will be using this weekend's convention to unify, to build on the types of strategies which allowed Democrats to win big statewide races in 2012.
In addition, our legislative races are a huge priority for the Democratic Party. Our year-round legislative program is already in full effect, and we're very excited to be working up and down the ticket this year.
She believes Montanans were disenchanted by how the right wing of the state Republican Party conducted themselves during the 2013 legislature. And Governor Steve Bullock agrees with that, saying Democrats can build trust with voters by reaching toward the middle.
Really, it's important to always remember that Montanans are fiercely independent. We don't all identify ourselves as just one party or the other, and nor does one party have all the right ideas.
The challenge is always getting folks fired up and getting folks out there excited about the political landscape.
That's Senator John Tester. When he looks at priorities, what people are going to be talking about during this convention.
Well, I think anytime you have an open U.S. Senate seat, it's a big deal.
Montana's senior senator, Max Baucus, has announced he is not seeking re-election in 2014. Two Republicans are already running for the seat, Missoula legislator Champ Edmonds and former gubernatorial candidate Corey Stapleton. Montana Congressman Steve Daines also says he is considering a run. On the Democratic side, the question continues to be whether former Governor Brian Schweitzer will throw in his name. Schweitzer did not return a call seeking comment. He's been mum with the press, but has also done nothing to stop any buzz about a potential run. Senator Tester says Schweitzer is the Democrats' best chance to win that seat.
I think that, Brian's a proven commodity, been a very successful governor for 8 years.
He says the Democrats need to get a candidate soon, though. Tester thinks it would be a good idea to announce in conjunction with the Democratic Convention.
It makes for good press, and it certainly will make opportunities for press folks to show up in Lewistown, because I think there's a chance, although I don't know how real it is, that he may be announcing this weekend. Maybe announces next weekend. Maybe he never announces. I don't know.
The group Draft Brian Schweitzer has been holding events around the state trying to drum up support for a Schweitzer run and raising money to give to his campaign if he does jump in. State organizer Sean Whiting says the group has spoken with Schweitzer but has no official connection to him. Whiting says he doesn't know if the announcement is coming this weekend.
I've heard in the near-term future. I mean, relatively soon is what I've heard that a decision could be made.
Whiting believes momentum continues to build for Schweitzer's candidacy, but it hasn't been without a hitch.
In there. This involves a politician named Brian Schweitzer. Brian Schweitzer was the governor.
That's Fox Business News reporter David Asman. His recent story claims Schweitzer set up a nonprofit political action committee in 2009, a dark money group, which funneled more than $300,000 to another political nonprofit, this time in D.C. Asman asserts both organizations were illegally operating to benefit Schweitzer's ambitions.
It seems clear that this is just a political vehicle of Brian Schweitzer who wants to run for the Senate.
But these guys are playing the same sort of shell game.
Associates of Schweitzer's have denied any wrongdoing. Whiting, with the Draft Brian Schweitzer campaign, does not believe it has hurt his potential candidacy. If Schweitzer's intentions are not made clear this weekend, Whiting does not think the former governor is waiting too long.
There still are nearly 500 days until the election, and there's still, I think, about 7 or 8 months until the decision deadline for our primary campaign.
The Montana Democratic Party convention is being held Friday and Saturday in Lewistown. Brian Schweitzer's name does not formally appear anywhere on the agenda. I'm Dan Boyce, reporting at the Capitol.